Just a little known. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, absolutely perfect.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs roll into one of the most unpredictable battlegrounds in racing, Talladega Super Speedway. With just two races remaining in the round of eight, the pressure is mounting for the drivers still chasing a spot in the Championship Four. Denny Hamlin has already secured his place in Phoenix after a clutch victory last weekend, leaving seven others scrambling to join him.
I just can't imagine there's a win bigger for me than this one. Just with all, you know, with the family, with the significance of it, you know, now being back on top for most wins in the season, punching the ticket to the four, it's just all of it, all, you know, the fashion in which the last 10 laps played out, all the above is why I think this means the most.
For drivers like Kyle Larson, William Byron, Christopher Bell, and Ryan Blaney, every move matters. And at Talladega, one mistake could end it all. Known for its intense pack racing and the ever-looming threat of the big one, Talladega is where championship hopes can skyrocket or vanish in a heartbeat. The stakes are high, the margin for error is razor thin, and the checkered flag is only half the battle. It's not just another playoff race, it's Talladega, and anything can happen.
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live. Race Day.
Ready. Bring it.
From Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
On a mostly sunny, 70-degree day, we welcome you to NASCAR's biggest and baddest racetrack, the Talladega Super Speedway, and the Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alex Hayden. NASCAR Cup Series championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon is in the broadcast booth, as is Kyle Ricci. Mike Bagley is off this weekend, a bit under the weather. Mike, we're thinking of you. Can't wait to have you back with us as we get set for NASCAR Cup Series playoff racing. And Kyle, Talladega Super Speedway has been in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. That's not new. What is new is it's in this particular round of eight.
First time ever that the Talladega Super Speedway has been in the penultimate round of the 20 or of any NASCAR Cup Series season. Seven drivers looking for those final three spots in Phoenix in 2 weeks. So unpredictable this race each and every year. Will there be a big wreck? Will we go the last 62 laps without a caution like we did here in April? All that on the line for those teams here later this afternoon. And Todd Gordon, however, there's so much more to doing well here at Talladega than just surviving the race.
Yeah, this is an opportunity. When we look at it, the point separation, you've got Ryan Blaney minus 31 to the cut line. Last year, as we were going through the normal intermediates, I'd say they were almost must-win. This is a place that you can manufacture points. You can put stage points together. Strategy on pit road, fuel usage, fuel savings, how your pit crew plugs in, winning all those pieces and working together can get you back in the game.
For drivers that are on the outside of the playoff grid right now, behind the cut line, guys like Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott is behind, William Byron, are they in a must-win situation here today?
Not at all. Not at all. I feel like we could, by the end of stage two, that could all be upset and put where we've got single digits for all those guys to the cut line. This is one where you have to execute your way through the day and know that there are points at each stage. Maximize your opportunity to score those pieces. And we don't know who's going to have trouble. Talladega is an unknown for all these crew chiefs, for these drivers. Somebody may have trouble and put themselves back, and somebody might have a good day and vault themselves forward.
Like Ryan Blaney did last week at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, involved in an early race incident, but only 31 points out. And like Todd mentioned, a lot of points on the line today, including a potential 20 in the opening two stages. William Byron also looking to bounce back after an incident last week in Vegas. Only 15 points out of the all-important top four. So a lot on the line for those drivers today. A lot of points as well that they could potentially make up here this afternoon.
Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll catch up with Denny Hamlin, who secured his spot in the championship four with that big win in Las Vegas. And in the spirit of the spooky season, we'll also ask drivers about their favorite Halloween traditions. Todd Gordon will return later on as well. He'll share his keys to winning today's race. Additionally, Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin's former crew chief and current competition director for Joe Gibbs Racing, he'll step in and join us on the broadcast. And of course, we'll also get insights from all eight playoff drivers ahead of today's Yellowwood 500.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good, and hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The road to royalty and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Here he comes off the corner, down to the start-finish line. White flag is in the air for Denny Hamlin. One lap left as he brings the field back to turn one.
The Denny Hamlin of old is back at Martinsville Speedway. A dominant performance this afternoon for the progressive Toyota. Denny Hamlin on his way.
Here he comes up off of turn number four. Denny Hamlin will see the checkered flag go in the air from Brett Dalton, and Denny Hamlin has won the Cookout 400 at the Martinsville Speedway.
Now, back to Alex Hayden and Kyle Rickey.
That's how it sounded with Mike Bagley, Dave Moody, and myself on the call back in Martinsville Speedway at Denny Hamlin's march to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship four in Phoenix. It started with that race in March at Martinsville Speedway, where he took the checkered flag in his home state of Virginia.
Fast forward to today, and Hamlin is on the verge of his first NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Our Todd Gordon sat down with Denny to discuss his mindset leading into Phoenix in a few weeks and to reflect on his milestone victory last week in Las Vegas.
You're a few days removed from your 60th Cup win at Las Vegas. We saw the emotion from you afterwards. How special is this milestone for you?
Well, I think it was special for so many reasons. I think, I realized in the moment, right, that this is a goal that I set out quite a few years ago. And I knew that it was attainable, but I needed to still get hot at the end of my career. Like, I couldn't just win a couple races a year and get there. And so I knew that it was achievable, but hard. You know, that's what goals are supposed to be. That was part of it. Obviously, there's a human element to it with my family and how much it would mean to them. There's the side benefits of it. Now, winning the first race in the round of eight, now you've got a couple weeks to prepare for Phoenix. I've never had that advantage, I guess you could say, over the field that has happened before. So, I can work on all my Phoenix and logistics plans early. Like, just there's lots and lots of things. I get to go to Talladega and just show up and drive. Like, there's lots of things. I don't have to worry about stage points, none of all the other stuff. And so it was just my most significant victory as a driver because of the milestone and how it happened. Ultimately, battling back from being about fifth or sixth after we single filed out on that restart to driving back through those guys in those last 15 laps was just gratifying.
You say the most significant victory of your career. With that said, how do you view the possibility of winning a championship at Phoenix?
Well, that certainly would top it. there's no question about it. And, I feel as though if this was any other short track, I'm as confident gets. But Vegas is kind of my Achilles heel mile and a half. It's the only big track I feel like I'm good, not great at. Phoenix is that for me when it comes to short tracks. I'm good there. I'm not great there. And so this is going to let me, for the next couple of weeks, really dive into myself. Like, I don't need anything more out of the car. I think that I really need to do a deep dive into myself to find out what are the trends of how I drive versus the best guys that have been there over the last few years, and figure out what I need to do to change to get the speed and the full capability out of the car that it's more than likely got.
You mentioned it earlier about the no pressure going to Talladega. How do you approach Talladega and Martinsville knowing there's a bigger prize at stake at Phoenix?
Yeah, it's a balance. I'll be 100% honest. I will put zero effort into Talladega. When I say zero effort, that I'm going to be there doing my job for those 4 hours. But I can't let it take up any mental space. That space is reserved for Phoenix for right now. The preparation that I would normally do for Talladega now belongs to Phoenix. Next week at Martinsville, I will put probably 25 to 50% of the allocated normal time into Martinsville. I still want to go there and win. The good news is there, I'm not searching at that track. I've got a great setup from the spring. We dominated there. I don't think we need to change a whole lot, and I feel like I've got a good grasp on that track. So again, that's an extra 50% more time that I've got to allocate towards Phoenix. And so that's where my mind's at. I've only got so much time and so much brain power to hold all the information in. I hope that I can retain what I learn over the next 2 to 3 weeks, 80% of it. And if I do, then that's far more educated I'll be going into any one race than I've been in the past.
Over the years, you've had a playful relationship with the NASCAR fans. Some love you. Mm-hmm. Others may not be as supportive. Given this, How do you think he'd be received as a champion?
I think well. Only because I just remember rooting against certain drivers when I was younger. But when they won the championship or they won a race that was significant to them, like Dale Earnhardt, Daytona. I hated Dale Earnhardt. I was a Bill Elliott fan. And my dad was a big Dale Earnhardt fan. And so, but when he won the race, like, I appreciated that moment, right? And I cheered for him in that moment. I was really happy for him. And I don't know what it was at Las Vegas, but the fans, I've never come out of the car without booze. I've never, ever. But they let me have that moment. And I really, really appreciated the fans, you know, understanding what that meant to me in that moment and giving me that moment to celebrate.
And Denny will be looking for win number 61 here later this afternoon in Talladega. Coming up on NASCAR Live, race day before the NASCAR Cup Series drivers face the stress of Talladega. They share their thoughts on another frightening subject, haunted houses. Next.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight ARCA Menards Series driver Isabella Robusto for her contributions in motorsports.
For me, I always loved engineering and designing things, and especially like 3D printing and CAD and all of that. And I felt like aerospace kind of covered a little bit of all, and it was really good for kind of the racing side, especially working with the engineers week in and week out on the simulators, at the shop, whatever it might be. And so I feel like it just helped kind of with the terminology with them, but also it's just something that I want to have as a college degree too.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Isabella, coming off her first full season in the Arca Menard Series, did a great job there over the course of the entire season. Getting set to go here at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500, as race fans continue to file in. As Halloween draws near, many around the country are getting in the mood for a spooky season by visiting haunted houses. And drivers in the NASCAR Cup Series are no different. Kurt Becker is here with more.
When they're not tearing up the track at 200 miles per hour, some NASCAR drivers have a very different kind of thrill in mind. Haunted houses. We asked a few of them, would you dare step inside one? And if so, who in the garage would you want by your side when things get spooky? You might be surprised who's all in and who's running for the exits. One driver was very popular when discussing this topic and was mentioned numerous times by his peers.
I do enjoy going to some haunted houses, for sure. You know, we've been to a couple decent ones. I'm sure you're going to get this answer a lot, but Noah would probably be the most entertaining in there because I'm sure he would, you know, either give it back to them or he would be legitimately, you know, startled. So I would say Noah.
Kyle Larson is not the only driver that shared that sentiment. Austin Dillon agrees.
Noah Gragson would be the most entertaining driver to go into a haunted house with. And I'm not a big, huge fan of it. I mean, I've gone to a couple, but I don't know. I'm on edge. Well, he's entertaining. He's just entertaining. You never know what you're going to get. He's probably going to be on some dumb stuff and, you know, doing something dumb.
Chase Briscoe is a skeptic of haunted houses, but when it comes to who he'd like to see in one, he too picked his former Stewart Haas Racing teammate.
I do not like haunted houses. Never been to one. But my hometown, my tiny hometown, it's got like the fourth scariest haunted house in the nation. And I remember riding by it as a kid, stuff on my bike, and I was always scared going by it. But I would say Noah would be hilarious to go with a haunted house. Yeah, it'd be funny.
Ryan Blaney had a unique opinion regarding haunted houses, and it seems he would even go to some lengths to prank some of his friends.
I am not a big fan of haunted houses. Like, why am I going to pay money to walk through this house and get jump scared? I've just never been a big fan of them. But if I was going to get a gang together to go, I think your buddies would be fun to go to with, like, Bubba and Chase and stuff, and leave them. And then you try to probably scare them. Cindric would be funny to walk around a haunted house with. He's just a funny human being. Yeah, Bubba and I mean, I love scary movies. We love watching scary movies, but when it's a haunted house, I don't, it's not really into it.
Speaking of Austin Cindric, he would like to see a driver react to a haunted house that might not be familiar with the American tradition of Halloween.
I'd like to see Shane Van Gisbergen's reaction, because I don't know how Halloween is celebrated elsewhere, and I feel like that would be interesting to just get his perspective on all that. Like, I wouldn't expect him to be, like, overly, like, jumpy or, like, squeamish, but, like, I think he'd have perspective that I've yet to receive. It'd be funnier because it'd be with an accent.
Ross Chastain has a personal connection to haunted houses, but he also has some harsh words regarding who he'd like to see in one.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I have an aunt, Rhonda, who is big into building haunted houses, has built some elaborate ones in my life. Probably Reddick. I think he passes the minimum height requirement needed, and then going through, I think he would jump a lot. Chainsaw or something, he's probably running.
A number of other drivers mentioned Reddick as one they believe would be terrified when entering a haunted house. But Reddick doesn't have the reaction to them that some of the drivers thought he would.
I mean, maybe when I was like a teenager I would have, but honestly, like the last two times I've been to a haunted house, I just laugh the whole time. I don't know. For my last two experiences, I just laugh. I might be scared a little bit, but I think it's just funny.
When asking Alex Bowman about spooky season and partaking in a haunted house, Bowman had no shortage of opinions.
I think it'd be funny to go through a haunted house with Bell because he's so quiet and reserved that they're definitely going to pick him out. And I think you could scare the out of him pretty easy. Or with William, I feel like he might start thinking stuff's real. I don't know. It just like, damn, is that chainsaw real? I don't, you never know.
Whether they're braving tight turns or terrifying haunts, it's clear NASCAR drivers aren't short on courage or about who they trust in the dark. From fearless teammates to surprisingly jumpy rivals, their picks say just as much about garage camaraderie as they do about ghosts. One thing's for sure, if there's a haunted house nearby on the next race weekend, some of these drivers might just be first in line. The rest might be hiding behind their spotters.
so good on everybody and what they would do. You know, I think I'd go to a haunted house with our resident crew chief, Todd Gordon. With his engineering mind, he would probably get on the ghouls and goblins for coming out at the wrong angle to scare us all. Todd will join us coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, and he's going to provide the keys to winning today's Yellowwood 500.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Recently, we lost a member of the NASCAR community and the motorsports world. Les Unger was a Toyota Motorsports pioneer. He was the leader in so many innovations for Toyota's IndyCar, IMSA, off-road, and Toyota Atlantic Series. He was such an instrumental leader for Toyota's entrance into the world of NASCAR racing. Les Unger is missed by all, and our thoughts go to Les's family at this difficult time. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Toyota will be represented in the Championship Four come Phoenix in 2 weeks' time, thanks to Denny Hamlin's big win 1 week ago in Las Vegas.
While Hamlin's spot at Phoenix is secure, two other Joe Gibbs Racing drivers, Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe, are still in the running to advance. Chris Gabehart, who serves as competition director at JGR, joined Steve Post and Todd Gordon earlier this week on Crew Call to discuss the strategy for securing three of the four Championship Four slots.
You got one locked in. And it's that 11 car. It's the team you were such an integral part of. Just kind of discuss Denny Hamlin and that 60th win and locking into the round at Phoenix.
Yeah, it was an awesome win, awesome set of circumstances for Denny and the team. And one of those where, you know, just a few weeks prior at Kansas, we had kind of everything going our way. And you know, you get that late race caution, and then, you know, cautions breed chaos, and we ended up not coming out on top there. So to have it kind of in reverse this time, where, you know, it looked like we weren't quite going to be able to beat the Hendrick cars, but you're hanging around all day waiting for that caution or waiting for that scenario to break your way, and it did, and we were able to capitalize on it. And just a huge win for Denny and the 11 car and all of Joe Gibbs Racing.
All three JGR cars above the cut line after the first race of the round of eight. That's a statement as you look at this. Really, I felt like you guys and Hendrick were both there, kind of mixing up, but you had three cars capable. You locked one through. And how does that change the preparation of going to Talladega going to Martinsville, you've got one got guaranteed through, but you've got two more in really good positions.
Well, I mean, Talladega in the round of eight's new for everyone. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that it matters even at Talladega, because as you know, Talladega definitely takes team, and it takes resources, and it takes planning, and having three teams to plan around at Talladega is certainly more difficult than having two teams to plan around. You know, so even at Talladega, it matters. Certainly the anxiety of the 11 car is greatly reduced now going through Talladega, which is huge. That stress level, having to ride for days on end while we all kind of get numb to it and perform with it, it sure is nice to get a reprieve from it. And that team has it, which is a huge advantage, as you know, Todd. And then where the 19 and 20 are concerned, to your point, we really couldn't have expected to come out of Vegas any better than we did. I mean, it's hard to write the script much better than that. Sure, we could be greedy for a max points day for all three teams, but realistically, we nailed it. And, you know, unfortunately, we had some misfortune with our competitors, which I hate. I love John Hassler and the 12 group. I hated to see that they had trouble. The trouble the 24 had, my gosh, that was just such an awful scenario with such a great run all day. But as you know, Todd, that's part of it. That's part of our sport. We've all had that. And fortunately, we were able to avoid that at Vegas and now have a big advantage because of it.
So as you look at this within the organization, does Chris Gayle and the 11 team kind of really alter their focus, just everything forward to Phoenix and just rely on the other two of what the plan needs to be coming forward? Do you split in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too into the details, but don't want the 11 to mail it in, particularly when you look ahead to Martinsville. You know, I think there's a couple things that go into this. Yes, their primary focus will be Phoenix. It'd be silly not to. But to just mail it in for 2 weeks, particularly at Martinsville, and then expect to show up to Phoenix in that championship cutthroat form, that can be difficult too. And when you look at how good the 11 ran at Martinsville in the spring and how good he is at Martinsville, you give him a risk-free race at Martinsville when everybody else has got it all on the line, I think he can be very potent at Martinsville. And let's, you know, if the 11 wins at Martinsville, then that means one of the other cars didn't. And we currently have the 19 and 20 above the cut line. So I think there's still a lot of things for the 11 to race for, but certainly their primary focus is going to be Phoenix. It would be silly not to use that advantage.
And JGR will be in search of their sixth Talladega win here later this afternoon. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll hear from the NASCAR Cup Series playoff field ahead of today's Yellowwood 500.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Dictee Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
Don't miss a moment of the NASCAR season.
Chastain drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier and all the way around the turn passes Denny Hamlin.
Check out the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series on hundreds of local radio stations around the country. Find your local station by going to MRN.com to catch the excitement of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
From the running of the Yellowwood 500, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Alex Hayden and Kyle Rickey.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, gearing up for the Yellowwood 500. Race 2 in the round of 8 for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. 7 drivers still looking to advance into Phoenix in the Championship 4 2 weeks from now, and some have a lot of work to do. Let's go down trackside and hear from some of those drivers now as opening ceremonies are underway. One of those drivers that has a hole to climb out of finished 38th last week in Las Vegas after an early race crash. That is Ryan Blaney, and he is standing by with Halstead, Pennsylvania's Steve Post.
And Ryan down here meeting some fans, getting some selfies, signing some autographs here. Starts in the 8th spot here today. Ryan, you're in a bit of a hole as far as the points go, but just describe the opportunity that Talladega provides you as a 3-time winner of this racetrack.
Yeah, just hopefully go have a good day, you know, and run all the laps, and hopefully we're in a spot to try to contend for the win. So we'll see what we can do.
Is there a point scenario? Is there a way of stage points? How important are they to you today here, 31 points back?
Thank you. I think it's attainable. Yeah, I don't think we're like in a must-win quite yet. That could change as we go through the day, but at the end of the day, it's still doable. We just got to go have a good day.
A good day. That's what they're looking for. Ryan Blaney, a 3-time winner here at Talladega. The last time we ran on one of these style tracks was at Daytona, and he won that one as well.
He did indeed. As William Byron has won on drafting tracks, although he's a 5-time winner on this type of track, but none here at Talladega. That doesn't mean he doesn't run well. 5 straight finishes of 7th or better for William Byron. Let's get his thoughts now for the playoff driver with Jason Toy from Barboursville, West Virginia.
All right, William, let's talk about it here. Of course, last week was last week. You guys are 15 in the hole as you roll through here. So what do you got to do to get the job done here today?
Just go race. Yeah, it's don't really know yet, but just go race and feel like we've prepared well and excited for it.
All right, he's getting ready to roll. He's got a little bit of work to do as he rolls his way from mid-pack at 13th.
Daytona 500 winner to start the season, William Byron. Let's go back down trackside now and hear from the driver that finished third last week in Las Vegas and is on a stretch of 6 consecutive top 10 finishers, talking about Christopher Bell, who is standing by with Fort Worth, Texas, Brad Gilley.
And Kyle, that third place finish at Las Vegas Motor Speedway means Christopher Bell is actually 20 points above the cut line. Not only do you have that going for you, Christopher, but you're going to start 7th here today at Talladega. So how do you either hang on to that or do what you did in the round of 16, make a trip to victory lane?
Yeah, I wish I had the magic answer. Speedway racing is just so tough. And one thing's for sure, it seems like, saving fuel and executing the green flag stop. That is the key to being successful here at Talladega and Daytona. So, yeah, we got a good starting spot. Hopefully we can hang on to it. Being inside that top 10, getting stage points is going to be critical today.
All right, there he is, Christopher Bell. Again, he'll roll off 7th.
He will. Joey Logano, a 3-time Talladega winner, did it with the guy sitting to my left, crew chief Todd Gordon. Logano is poised and ready to go, but he, too, has some work to do in the championship points, 24 behind the cut line. Back to Jason Toy.
Alex down here with Joey. They signed hats, they signed shirts, they signed diecast. He just signed a brake rotor. A brake rotor, yeah. We see it all down here. Joey, Talladega Super Speedway. Just got to describe where your mind is at, your emotions are as you get ready to go for what could be a wild afternoon here in Alabama.
Yeah, it's go time. We've been talking about it plenty, trying to strategize what's the best way to do this, and now it's all about putting the plan into action.
You talk about the plan in action and Ford drivers and teammates and everything else. What's expected and what don't you expect out of that as one of the guys that hopes to be on the receiving end of some help along the way?
There's a lot of things that just depend on what the others do, right? You kind of got to have an A, B, and a C plan and be ready to change at any moment. And yeah, we know at Talladega is pretty unpredictable, so you're trying to predict some things that may or may not happen, but you just got to be ready to go with it, and hopefully
hopefully you have friends around you because it definitely seems like the teamwork is just keeps getting more and more aggressive out there. So we'll see how it works out.
We shall see for sure. That is Joey Logano.
We'll start from the 18th position. Joey with our Steve Post down trackside as we go back down to the pre-race stage and hear from the drivers starting on the outside pole today with Jason Toy.
One of the great views is to be up front here at Talladega and see some open real estate in front of them. That's Chase Briscoe. Start off second front row. You got the points on your positive side, but this is a long race. How do you maintain here and work your way through all the different strategies that you guys have got to work with here through the afternoon?
Well, hopefully be on the positive side of points leaving today. This place is just so unpredictable. You know, you can have a huge swing in points for any of us. So, yeah, just hopefully we can get some stage points. You know, I think we have to approach the race of just trying to go and stay up front all day. You know, obviously try to get stage points, and that'll be a little bit of a Band-Aid if something does happen. But, yeah, hopefully we can miss all the chaos, get some points, and a good finish. Obviously hope we get a win, but... Just got to go and try to be up front all day and try to stay out of it and see if that's enough. But, yeah, got a great starting spot with our Bass Pro Shops, Tracker, Toyota. Just hopefully have a good finishing spot, too.
Chase Briscoe up on the front row, looking to be there at the end of it here at Talladega.
He is a playoff driver. Non-playoff drivers, well, they get to compete, too, in playoff races in the world of NASCAR. Kyle Busch had a great qualifying effort. He'll start third, and he's with Brad Gilley.
And that Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevrolet, definitely a fast one here at Talladega Super Speedway. And Kyle Busch would love nothing more than to put it into victory lane. When it comes to Talladega, Richard Childress Racing is always strong. Obviously, you're strong here today, too, Kyle. What's the strategy when you lay out 500 miles?
I mean, you just got to play it out and see how kind of the race unfolds and what all happens from that. You know, the big thing here is obviously fuel save and trying to leapfrog when guys come to pit road and things like that. So trying to be in position the furthest up front you can while saving fuel, that's always important. So I feel like our Cheddar Chevrolet's got really good speed, obviously qualified really well, and we've done that the last few Super Speedway races, so that's been nice to have. We just haven't gotten all the good finishes from that as much as we want. We won here a couple years ago, so we'd love to do that again today.
Does qualifying speed equal race speed with this type of package?
Not always, but, you know, just goes to show you that your car's probably got little drag, but may have good horsepower, so you're going to burn more fuel and more horsepower.
He'll start inside row number two. There's Kyle Busch.
He's ready to go, just like the rest of the drivers, as they're backstage being introduced to the crowd right now. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, our crew chief, Todd Gordon, he'll join us to provide the keys to winning today's race.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
When we raced the Cup Series here at Talladega earlier this year in the month of April, for the playoff drivers, Kyle Larson had the best finish. He finished second. William Byron finished third. Chase Elliott finished fifth. They were the only three of our current playoff drivers to have top 10 finishes in that race here at Talladega in April. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote,
We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
From Dega, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag in the air. Harvick takes the white flag. Next flag ends it. It's Harvick in one.
Kevin Harvick has not spent a lot of time at the front of the pack this afternoon, but his timing could not be better. They are four wide, back in the field, but at the front. Off turn two, it's Kevin Harvick.
Here comes Kevin Harvick to the bottom of the racetrack. They're stacked up two, three, and four wide behind him, waiting for a run to come. Here it comes. Ryan Blaney to the outside. Harvick will throw the block for the lead, and they're crashing behind them.
Blaney put the cross over on him as they crash in three. Blaney inside and past Kevin Harvick. Here comes Ricky Stenhouse from top to bottom. He's on Blaney's tail. Three wide for second, but Blaney leads him off four.
Off four for the final time. Racing back to the checkered flag. Blaney out front. He's got to throw the block. He does. Diving down to the inside. Here comes Eric Jones. Here comes John Hunter Nemechek. They're crashing at the line. It is Ryan Blaney by 7/1000ths of a second.
Now, back to Alex Hayden and Kyle Rickey.
5 years ago, Ryan Blaney and Todd Gordon celebrated in victory lane right here at Talladega.
Currently, Blaney is 31 points below the cut line and would love to secure his fourth win at this track, which will come along with a spot in the championship four in 2 weeks in Phoenix. Todd Gordon, a four-time winner here at Talladega, joins us now to share his keys to winning today's race, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
First, you must finish to finish first. That would be my first piece of being successful here at Talladega. I think you have to be aware of the situation you're in, and when things look like they're getting to be a bad place, find your way out of it to live another day.
You have seen that already this weekend in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series events and NASCAR Xfinity Series events with playoff drivers getting involved in early race incidents. We'll see if that happens here for these Cup drivers here later this afternoon. Key number two.
Yeah, key number two is win the fuel game. Save on track, and especially the exchange of the fueler. Being able to get into your box, having your car at a pace that the fueler can get in, that gas can engage and start to dump fuel, minimizing your time on pit road, especially on green flag cycles when it's only going to be fuel only. That's going to be key to being successful today.
Some of the fastest fuel-only stops this season here at Daytona and Talladega. 2.98 seconds on the pit lane, so crucial to gain as much time or save as much time as possible on pit road. And key number three.
And my last key is have loyal friends getting to the final laps. That's what's going to get you in position. But then the last lap, you got to be selfish. So put yourself in a position to force others to help you.
Which can sometimes be easier said than done, and that's why we see a lot of these last lap incidents here at the Talladega Super Speedway, especially off of turn two and on the backstretch. Everybody trying to get in position, and sometimes they run out of room. All right, thank you very much, Todd. We'll check in more with those keys as the race progresses here this afternoon. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll head back down to the grid and get more driver thoughts ahead of this afternoon's race here in Talladega.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
NASCAR history.
Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Go back down trackside here in just a moment and hear from more of today's starters, including pole winner Michael McDowell, but some maybe bad news for Michael. The Talladega pole winner has finished 17th or worse in each of the last seven races here. He is trying to get rid of that trend here later this afternoon. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Alex Hayden and Kyle Rickey.
It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon here at the Talladega Super Speedway for race number two in the round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series, the Yellowwood 500. The drivers continue to be introduced to the crowd down trackside. Let's go back down there now and hear from one of them, the driver currently second on the playoff grid after a nice run last week in Las Vegas, has him 35 points to the good, talking about Kyle Larson, who was with Brad Gilley.
And somehow Kyle Larson has now become the best driver at Speedway. He's a runner-up finish here back in the spring. And Kyle, that's all you have to do, right? Just finish second again and you should be golden.
Finish second again?
Yeah, well, I mean, first would be amazing, but if you could just repeat what you did in the spring.
I mean, I would take a finish for sure, but yeah, I don't know. We've done well in the super speedways, and hopefully we can continue that today. And like I said, you know, get a little bit lucky and miss the wrecks and not be in them, but... Yeah, I've been proud of my team in the playoffs. I'm proud of them when we come to the super speedways and just got to execute again.
All right, there's Kyle Larson, Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin down here. Denny, you are in the most unique spot of anybody. You talked to Todd Gordon earlier this week about no pressure. You're going to show up and work for a few hours. What does today look like working-wise? What's on your mind as you get ready to go here today?
It's just kind of do our own thing for a while and just see how this thing all plays out. You know, I'll be kind of feeling the intensity of the pack and trying to put myself in the best position to win. That's all there is to gain this week is to go win one more.
Number 61 would be. Have you ever come to Talladega and had this much laid backness, if you will?
No, I don't. Not that I can recall. So I was very grateful this morning when I woke up. Usually I know where I'm at and I know that, oh my gosh, I get nervous about the result, but I'm like seven other people, dude. I don't.
That's Denny Hamlin. Has a smirk on his face. He's ready to go here this afternoon.
He does. He could very well be the big X factor in today's race. Sure, you expect him to help his Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing teammates today, but Denny Hamlin can be the fly in the ointment for a lot of other playoff contenders out there, Todd, trying to win today's race.
If he wins here, it leaves seven guys that don't have any confidence or freedom to work on Phoenix. As a winner of that first race, you want to win them all and keep the pressure on the other seven contestants.
Have to put their sole focus next week at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia, the final race that will determine the Championship Four in 2 weeks' time in Phoenix.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are,
You'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
Kyle Larson gained 31 points to the cut line at Las Vegas last week, the largest gained ever by any driver in the opening round of eight. Let's see if he can gain on that even further here this afternoon in what will be his 400th NASCAR Cup Series start. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Talladega Super Speedway. Now, back to Alex Hayden and Kyle Rickey.
Closing in on opening ceremonies here at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Kyle Rickey, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon high above the start-finish line here at Talladega. Cars gridded and ready to go on pit road. Let's go back down trackside and hear more from today's starters. We'll begin with Jason Toy.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will have a little bit of work to do here this afternoon going from the back to the front. You got Sasquatch out here with you. You got Jack Links on the side of the race car. And is it a fast race car like you always have when you come to a Super Speedway?
Yeah, once the draft starts, I got no issues doing what we need to do. Mike and the boys got our Jack Links non-vegan Chevrolet ready to rip. So we started back here in the fall last year, and we're accustomed to starting back here. It's not ideal, but, you know, it's part of, you know, what we got. So we'll get to the front as best we can, as smooth and safe as we can, and, you know, do everything right, you know, execute on pit road and make sure that we're, you know, around at, you know, the end of this thing to have a shot at that last green flag pit stop, you know, for us to execute well, see if we can't get this Jack Link Chevrolet in victory lane.
How can you balance aggressiveness and patience here at a track like this?
It's tough. I mean, I feel like you spend 90% of the race paying attention to, you know, kind of what everybody else is doing and kind of trying to figure out where, if that wreck happens, when it's going to happen and kind of where it's going to come from. And so you're paying attention to that the whole time. And you know, it's, you know, you spend 10% of your time worrying about yourself. So, you know, it's just a balancing act, trying to, you know, make sure we figure all that out. You know, we timed it a few times right here at Talladega. See if we can't do it again.
All right, looking to do it again. That's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Definitely has the work to do. He'll roll off 37th.
He does. And, you know, you got 500 miles to get to the front of the field, and everybody's going to have the ebb and flow from back to the front and sometimes back again. John Hunter Nemechek is one of those drivers that could play the role of spoiler today. Two top 10 finishes in his Cup Series career here at this massive facility. Let's hear from John Hunter. He's with Brad Gilley.
Yeah, the bad news for John Hunter, he's going to actually have to drop to the back due to unapproved adjustments. The good news, he has a teammate that's going back there with him in Eric Jones. So what do you think about pairing up these two Toyotas and driving to the front?
Well, Riley has to go to the back too, so three Toyotas going to the back today, but I feel good about it. Our cars have drove really good on super speedways. We've had speed, we've been able to lead lines, we've been able to push, so hopefully we have the same speed today in our Pi Barker Toyota Camry XSE. I know that it's an amazing paint scheme that we've run the last 2 weeks with Pi Barker, carrying pink for the month of October and breast cancer awareness, and probably one of my favorite schemes that we've done with them. So not really sure exactly what the issue was yesterday. We had to fix something with the eight posts and whatnot after qualifying. I think we had one of the pieces on the flaps came off or something like that. So no big deal. More opportunity to save fuel early, right? Play the cards as you're dealt.
That's exactly it. Those A-post flaps are a new safety feature that NASCAR has added to the cars this year to keep them on the ground should they go sideways, guys.
John Hunter Nemechek will have a bit of a hole to climb out of here later this afternoon, starting this one from the tail end of the field. Let's go back down to pit road now and hear from a driver that is a former race winner here at Talladega way back in April of 2022. Steve Post is with Ross Chastain.
Ross starts in the 24th starting spot here today. Has the camouflage colors on the Busch Light car, so he'll be stealth coming up through the field here. Ross, just what's your mindset? What do you think about when you get ready to race here at Talladega?
Well, I think how cool this day is. Weather blew through, and great fall day here in Alabama. And for our Busch Light Chevy, kicking off a lot of hunting seasons coming up here, so it's a good time to be in camo. And for the race, it's really about the fuel number and the amount of time we have to spend on pit road on the green flag stops really dictates a lot of what you'll see out of me today. So they'll be updating me, Phil Surgeon, in the track house group with Team Chevy live about what kind of fuel economy I'm getting, fuel mileage in my Chevy Silverado. It was on the dash on the way here this morning. This thing, I got to wait on them to tell me every lap. It's not inside the car. So want to be able to be as close to the front, green flag stop, take the least amount of fuel, and then burn and go as quick as I can to the end of the stage to win the stage. So trying to do all that's pretty impossible. We'll try to blend it all together.
How do you balance manufacturer loyalty? Because you've got some manufacturer mates that are trying to run for a championship, but selfish needs for Trackhouse Racing and Ross Chastain. What's your code? Is there a point during the race where that changed? How do you balance that?
It's a constant balance, and we'll see who's there towards the end of the stages in the race. And look, I don't care what people call it. I'm going to help my teammates. Yeah, if I've got a 99 or 88 car in front of me, I am pushing them for all they've got and all I've got. If it's a Chevy versus somebody else at the end of the race, you're dang right I'm going to push a Chevy. This whole conversation about race manipulation, I'm so tired of it. It's so over-talked about, and it's not right. And we're out here to win. Between the green flag and the checkered flag, I'm going to do whatever I can. And I'm here to help me and my group. I don't care about the rest of them.
Preacher Ross Chastain up on the soapbox here. There we go. He'll start in the 24th spot. Going to be fun to watch him race forward here today.
And I think that soapbox would be awfully crowded down there from that garage area. We're going to hear from the pole sitter in just a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway. It's NASCAR Live Race Day as we get you set for today's NASCAR Cup Series Yellowwood 500. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Todd Gordon and Kyle Rickey. Our